And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Domius, here to give you another series review. This time around, we're going to be talking about season 7 of Rick and Morty.
See, this is why religion sucks. Infinite energy and the Pope uses it to levitate like Chris Angel.
Alright, wow. Not how I saw that going. I guess getting killed by the energy sent us up the conduit to its source. Hey, guys.
And it's back. It's back, Rick and Morty. 100 years of Rick and Morty, you know. It's been an interesting road to get to season 7, with there's a lot of things behind, with this season not having Justin Roiland playing Rick or Morty. But I feel the people they got to play Rick and Morty did a reasonably good job, as far as like I didn't really see any issues when it came to that. That's kind of the big thing, really, I would say. That's what I would say as far as I'm wondering with Rick and Morty, is how is the voice cast gonna do now that our mainstay, our main voice actors are gonna do. But I feel that both Ian and Henry did a decent job portraying Rick and Morty as far as voice. I didn't really like, after I think episode 1 I was kind of hesitant a little bit, but after a while I didn't really like notice anything as far as the voice acting from these two. But going along with the season is a bit of a rocky start, but it builds up to what I feel to be an interesting season that the whole team has written. I feel this 10 episode season, so we've hit 70 episodes of Rick and Morty, not counting spin-offs, and I think this one, it's very intriguing, mostly after what happened last season with the hunt for Rick Prime, Evil Morty, just this whole dynamic. I feel this one for sure is very interesting. It has some conclusions, like surprisingly, there are some dynamics that I was surprised to see. As far as the stories that they each episode went, there's 10 episodes. There's definitely some episodes that are better than others. There's very few that I felt were underwhelming. There's like 2, definitely, in my opinion, that are lackluster. I'll start by saying like episode 1 is a little bit of a rocky start, but the rest of the season builds up to the finale of the season, because that's kind of where you want, like, how are they gonna do the finale to kind of transition to season 8. I think the finale for this episode and what they did from beginning of season 7 all the way to season to the end of it, I felt season 7, the I think it's definitely interesting. It really plays with itself, and I felt what they were trying to do. There's a potential for what's to come in season 8, and I really enjoy what they decided to do with that. Besides that, it's a bunch of goofs, a bunch of gaffes. It's Rick and Morty. It's nothing much more than that. Like I said, the story points that each episode gives are pretty much there. There's one, besides the pilot episode of season 7, there's one episode in there that I'm like, I could have done without, but it is what it is. Besides that, I generally think it is I'm pretty content and actually happy with this season of Rick and Morty. I generally did enjoy the episodes they put out. I did take a little break in between, but I kind of like watching 2 to 3 episodes at a time. I'm kind of glad I did, because there's one specific episode. I'll just name the episode, or at least episode like 8 of the season 7. It was my least favorite. It was like a less interesting, not even the less interesting, international cable TV. It was just its own spinoff, and I don't know. I get what they were trying to do. It was okay, but it's just okay, you know. Besides that, every other episode was intriguing. I liked the play on words. I liked the characters. I'm glad we got to see more interaction with Summer. Yeah, Summer. I liked some of the episodes that Summer was in, because when you get some Summer episodes, they're like, okay, we'll see how this works. I like what they were doing with some of those and things like that. But yeah, it's overall just a good episode, a good season. I generally am happy with it. I am looking forward actually to season 8 if they will continue. The whole writing staff did a fairly good job. Like I said, there was only 2 episodes that were, for me, underwhelming. Not the greatest, but they were there. I watched them. I didn't hate them, but I'm probably not going to rewatch them. There's a couple episodes definitely that are rewatchable in season 7. Definitely. I think I've rewatched like 3 specific episodes a couple times at this point, just because they're that good. And yeah. And if you really want to, I've been watching a specific YouTuber, Nux Taku, as he kind of boils down some of the episodes afterwards. If you really want someone to really like boil down some of the points, go check out Nux. He's been having a thrill over there. There'll be a link down in the description. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Definitely check this out. Season 7, Rick and Morty. I don't know if I can handle 100 years, but I can definitely handle a few more seasons to see where this is going to end up. So, as always, you can always leave a comment down below if you're listening or watching to this on YouTube or Spotify. Or if you're listening to this on any other podcast platform, you can always follow me on Instagram, X/Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. So, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time. See ya. See ya. See ya.